As our sugya in Masechet Shkalim, Daf Ches Amud Beis, discusses the shaila, the different types of wines that one can use for dalakaisis, the different types of wine one can use for kiddush. The question that many, of course, ask is, can one use grape juice for kiddush, grape juice for dalakaisis? The Gemara Masechet Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simen Reish Ayin Beis, Sif Beis, teaches us that one could make Kiddush on grape juice. And to read the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Ayin Beis, Yayim Megitoi, wine straight from the barrel, straight after it was pressed, Mekachinolov, one can make Kiddush in such wine. And therefore says the Shulchan Aruch, Soichet Adam Eshkel Shalanovim, a person could just squeeze a bunch of grapes, Vaymalov Kiddush Hayoyim, and then say Kiddush on that, and then say Kiddush. Even though we discussed in previous shurim that Kiddush travels together with Nisuch Hayayin on the Mizbeach, there were Kambonis were brought in the Mizbeach, they did Nisuch Hayayin, and whatever is kosher for Nisuch Hayayin is kosher for Kiddush. Explained the Paiskim that since B'dievid, one can use grape juice, one can use such grape juice for Nisachim, therefore one could also use it for Kiddush. Although there are Rishonim, Rashi in Masechta Menachos, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, that says the wine, that if it hasn't fermented, if it isn't 40 days old, but the Evid, one can't use it for Nesachim. Most Rishonim agree that L'chatchila, with the Evid, they can be, such grape juice can be used for Nesachim. And since with the Evid, grape juice can be used for Nesachim, that's why it could be used for Kiddush. Although the Magen Avraham here in Simen Reish Ayin Beis in Sifkot and Gimel teaches us, and so does the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that l'chatchila one should use wine, and the explanation given is based on the Chinuch, who explains the mitzvah of Kiddush and says that Chazal taught us that we should make Kiddush in order, because a person, when he drinks wine, gets happy, feels full, and therefore wine is a vehicle to express our appreciation and recognition of what Shabbos is all about. Like we know, it is a concept of Ein Omrim Shira Ala Ala Yayin. And therefore, L'chatchila, one should make Kiddush on the wine. A question that comes up is when we discuss making Kiddush on wine. So the Paiskim discuss that nowadays there are some very low alcohol wines. Would those wines be considered kosher for Kiddush? Because what happens in the manufacture, in the production of these low alcohol wines, is that when it reaches that very low level, as the fermentation process begins, and when it hits even a very small, low level of alcohol, they stop the fermentation. So the question is, the fact that they stop the fermentation, does that mean that it's not really considered full-fledged wine? Or as long as it has alcohol, it's considered wine? The Paiskim say that certainly any wine, even if it has low alcohol, it's considered wine. In fact, it seems that There are paiskim that want to suggest, I saw this in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Nishmas Shabbos, Chelik Beis, Simen Tzad Beis, that suggests that in time of Chazal, they didn't have very strong wine altogether. And certainly, that was the wine that was used. And he says in certain countries in Europe, they never made strong wine. So certainly, even wine, which is not very strong, is considered kosher wine. Furthermore, certainly, and we discussed this in a previous year as well, if one wants to add grape juice to the wine, that certainly is a very good piece of advice, because as we're going to be discussing in a number of moments, there are many poskim that say that grape juice can be used for Kiddush, as we read in the Shulchan Aruch as well. And therefore, if you'll have a situation where you'll have mostly wine, if you'll have roiv wine, and the rest grape juice, that is certainly going to be acceptable. What about adding water to wine? So when we speak about adding water to wine, the main issue really is, at what point is it not considered wine? So the Paiskim say that as long as you'll have six parts wine, six parts water to one part wine, halachically it's considered wine. However, certainly one should not dilute the wine to that great degree. And after visiting some wineries, it seems to me, and actually the Miches Yitzchak paskins this way in Cheliches Simen Yudalid, if you add, you could add between 25 to 33%, you could add water, and it certainly will be considered full-fledged wine. It will be considered roiv yayin, and if you add water, it'll still certainly, without any question, be considered that you're drinking wine. But now the question that comes up is regarding grape juice. Well, people don't want to drink wine, can't drink wine, don't enjoy wine. Can they make Kiddush on grape juice or not? So actually, the Paiskim point us to the words of the Rambam. And the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tes, teaches us, Arba Koisos Eilo, Tzorch Limzoik Oison. The Rambam tells us, on the contrary, one should specifically dilute the wine, Kedesh Teshisira Areva, Hakol Fi Ayayin Lefi Dasa Shoison. So Rambam, interestingly, is telling us that the number one qualification that the Rambam is teaching us when it comes to the Dal Kaisis is that the Dal Kaisis should actually be enjoyable. And if one doesn't enjoy drinking wine, even if it's diluted, and he prefers drinking grape juice, if, as we said at the beginning of the Shia, grape juice may be used, maybe l'chatchila, such an individual should use grape juice. But of course, when we discuss the Shaila of grape juice, there are really three questions, there are three issues that come up when we discuss grape juice and why there should be a Shaila in the drinking of grape juice. One question is that they used to add, particularly in the times of Chazal, but it could be done as man as well. They used to add some sort of a chemical, some sort of a powder that would prevent the grape juice from fermenting. And as we discussed, yayin kunditun, wine that has any ingredients added to it, we learned l'chatchila, in the Agamara said, you could use yayin kunditun, but as we quoted in the earlier year, the Rambam clearly tells us in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch in Tefachim Beis says the same. L'chatchila, one shouldn't use yayin kunditun. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Reish Ayin Beis actually at the end of Sif Tes says a very interesting, makes a very interesting point. He says, Avlam Nofal Ma'atzor L'toich Har B'Yayin. If a drop of sor fell into a lot of wine, but oif mishloi nishtana kam klal, where it was at, where it absolutely did not affect the taste of the wine, kosher kedasa kam ke kosher kedasa chalkun le Rambam. Says Aruch HaShulchan, in a situation where you put in a small amount of this chemical and it doesn't affect the taste of the wine, which is certainly the case with these ingredients that are added to the grape juice, certainly they wouldn't affect the kashrus of the wine. I should say, and there are poskim that suggest this, that if instead of buying grape juice, which as we said may have chemicals added to it, or as we're going to discuss, pasteurized, there's grape juice which is known as must. The must is just grape juice. Grape juice that is grapes that are squeezed. And the Paiskim suggest that certainly, if at all possible, one should use that type of grape juice. Because then a lot of the questions that come up, the questions about the chemicals added, the questions regarding the pasteurization, all are avoided when you use natural grape juice. I did, however, see from Reb Elyoshev, that Reb Elyoshev Zatzal says that when you have grape juice that is just squeezed grapes, sometimes, especially if they're homemade, they won't be properly filtered. And Reb Elyoshev says that non-filtered grape juice should not be used for Kiddush. The other question that comes up is the pasteurization. The issue of the pasteurization of the grape juice. Grape juice is pasteurized. That's what prevents it from spoiling, and that prevents it from fermenting. And the question is, can one therefore use it? Is it not considered yayin mevushel? And the Paiskim suggest that since the pasteurization is done just for a flash of a second, and therefore it doesn't ruin the taste of the wine, it's called flash pasteurization, and it doesn't ruin the taste of the wine, nor does it have really a very significant effect and doesn't cause any of the wine to boil out, that may not be considered mevushel. It can never be wine. And the Paiskim say that the reason grape juice maybe is kosher, as the Shulchan Aruch said when we began our shiur, is because grape juice can ultimately turn into wine if you leave it to ferment. But this grape juice will never ferment, and therefore it may be not kosher, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, that allows a soich adam eshkel shalanovim. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Siman Dalet, says a very bechiddush. He says that the grape juice, when it's first squeezed before the pasteurization, if you would leave it without pasteurizing, could indeed turn into wine. The fact that there was a moment that it was grape juice that could have turned into wine, even though ultimately you pasteurized it and stopped that fermentation process permanently, leaves it still in the category of kosher wine, in the category of grape juice that may be used. And so too did I see from the Debret Sina Rav in the Shah of the Truvas Ber Moshe, Chelik Vav Simen Nun Gimel, discussing the question if one can make Kiddush and Havdalah on wine. And he says that of course one can make it. So he says, just like the halacha is, that if one prefers to make Kiddush on bread because he enjoys challah more than wine, perhaps he should make kiddush on challah. Certainly grape juice, which is, as we're learning, certainly considered wine, the grape juice that's made, that's pure grape juice, the halacha is, can be used for making havdalah. I also saw a tshuva from the Shevet Halevi in Chelik Tes Simen Nun Ches. And it's interesting, the Rav Ozna Shlita in that tshuva quotes a Meiri. And he says, Hamos, he quotes a Meiri from Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuv Zayin. Hamosik me'elov, b'loim shum siba. You have a very sweet drink, very sweet gate drink. Ach ena mishaker, but it doesn't intoxicate. Posel gabe mizbeach. He says, even though it cannot be used for nesachim or b'makach me'elov, but he says it can be used for kiddush. So from here he says, even though we have a drink that it can't intoxicate, and l'chatchila, certainly, one shouldn't use such a beverage for nesachim. Still, since it's a pure grape drink, says the Meiri, that it's kosher l'chatchila for the dalet kaisus. A very bechidish of a Meiri. The other question that comes up in discussing the permissibility of using grape juice is grape juice a bairi priagofen? So the Paiskim say that since certainly Darach HaShulchan has a discussion on this, he says if people consider grape juice a grape drink, and they certainly would make a bairi priagofen on that drink, so therefore it's considered something that can be used l'chatechila for kiddush. And I saw a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef in Shaila's Tshuva Yichav Adas Chelik Beis Simen Lamed Hei. He says even though this halacha that on Yayim Avosho there's a discussion if one makes a bari priyagofen, and therefore, if one would make a bari priyagofen, one shouldn't be able to use it for kiddush either. So he quotes a very interesting tashbatz. He says the yayim avushal that there's a discussion if one can make a bari priyagofen on it is when it's so cooked that it becomes thick like honey. When it becomes thick like a paste, that's when he says there's a question if it could be used, if you can make a bari priyagofen on it, and therefore a question if you can make kiddush on it. He says the bishul, the grape juice that we have nowadays, is certainly not cooked to a slurry. It's just cooked, it's pasteurized, but it's certainly a juice, and that's not the juice that there's any question whether both, he says, in terms of a question of making a bari priyagofen on it, or on the question, is it considered mevushal? No, it's only a problem with the bari priyagofen and the issue of mevushal when it's cooked to a paste like honey. Otherwise, that wouldn't be considered mevushal at all. I did see that there are other paiskim. I did see that Rav Moshe Sturmbach in the Shaila Tshuvos, Tshuvos van Hoggis, discusses also the question of using grape juice for kiddush. There's two tshuvas that I saw from him. One is in Chelik Dalid Simen Samach Tes, and the other one is in Chelik Gimel Simen Pei Zayin. And he too makes this distinction between natural grape juice, which is just squeezed grapes, which he says l'chatchila can be used for kiddush, versus the grape juice to which chemicals and pasteurizing is done. And again, he says what's best is if you could add wine to it, Again, l'chatchila, we should try to have roiv wine, more than 50% wine. If you can't have 50% wine, he suggests that we should have a quarter, 25% wine mixed into your grape juice. Because he says, once you have 25% wine mixed in, it has the taste of wine. And once it has the taste of wine, that's considered wine, that's al-chatchila kosher for Kiddush. In his tshuva, in Chela Gimel, Simon Pei Zayin, he says something very interesting. He says that when he makes Kiddush, he says he prefers grape juice, and he indeed makes Kiddush on grape juice. But what he does is, he starts the Kiddush, then he makes the Bari Pri Agofen, and then he opens up the Chalas, and therefore the Kiddush should be both on the Chala, on the grape juice. That in case the grape juice, for the various issues that we've discussed, is not considered kosher le Kiddush, so then Chala for sure, but the Eved one could use for Kiddush. And that would be, that would cover any problem if the grape juice is not kosher for Kiddush. But as the Paiskim summarize, l'chatchila one should use wine. If you can't use wine, you should use wine with grape juice added. If you can't use wine with grape juice added, again, you should try to l'chatchila not add more than 25% to a third of grape juice. If not, he could add up to 49%. If he needs to dilute it, he could add water, but again, not more than 25% to 33%. If not, he should use grape juice, and if not, he could even add that much water to the grape juice, 25% to 33%. The Paiskim do say, Ramosha Shtambruch in that Shuv, in the Shuvah Sanhagas, quotes a Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Rechava mitzvasecha ma'oid. So he explains, what does that Pasuk come to teach us? He says, that Pasuk comes to teach us that mitzvasecha, when a person comes to do a mitzvah, rechava, he should do it in the most preferable manner. So of course, in Baruch Hashem, somebody could enjoy and drink wine without any side effects. Rechava mitzvasecha ma'oid. Do the wine, do the kiddush in the most preferable manner. But on the other hand, if somebody doesn't enjoy wine, and we began our shiur by saying, by quoting the words of the Rambam, that the wine that we use for the kiddush has to be a reva, has to be enjoyable, I think it's quite clear that using grape juice for kiddush, it certainly can be considered l'chatchila kosher.